Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something absolutely beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking such thoughtful questions about how to support their children's creative expression, and I want you to know, this question alone shows how much you care. Today, we're going to talk about something that might surprise you. Those messy art projects, those made-up songs, those wild dance performances in your living room, they're not just play. They're actually building your child's brain in the most wonderful ways. Let me share what the magic book taught me about creativity and why it matters so much for your 4 or 5-year-old. First, I want you to know something important. When your child is creating, whether they're painting, singing, dancing, or building something out of blocks, their brain is doing something absolutely magical. Research shows that open-ended creative activities, where children explore materials freely without predetermined outcomes, support the development of self-regulation, focus, and decision-making skills that are essential for future school success. Think about that for a moment. When your little one is deeply focused on their art, choosing which colors to use, deciding where to place each piece, they're not just making something pretty. They're building the ability to concentrate, to make choices, and to feel successful. These are the same skills they'll need when they start reading, when they learn math, when they navigate friendships. Doctor. Mate Gary Gordabil at the University of the Basque Country spent 20 years studying this, and here's what she discovered. Cooperative creative play programs significantly enhance verbal and graphic creativity in children, with large effect sizes in fluency, flexibility, and originality. But it doesn't stop there. These creative experiences simultaneously strengthen self-concept, emotional stability, and social competencies. Let me translate that from research language into what it means for your family. When your child creates freely, they're learning to trust their own ideas. They're building confidence. They're developing emotional resilience. They're learning how to work with others and express themselves in healthy ways. Now, here's something that might change how you think about those messy art sessions. Dr. Laurel Bengirno, who's the Dean of Education at Champlain College, emphasizes this beautifully. She says, process art offers children rich opportunities for cognitive, language, and social and emotional development. There is joy and self-exploration in self-expression. Art supports the development of self-regulation and self-control as your child focuses, makes choices, and feels successful. Did you catch that? Joy and self-exploration. That's what's happening when your child is covered in paint, when they're singing at the top of their lungs, when they're dancing like nobody's watching. They're exploring who they are. They're discovering their own unique voice. And here's something else the magic book showed me. When you talk with your child during creative activities, when you name new art materials, tools, and concepts, their vocabulary naturally expands. You might say, look at how the blue and yellow mix to make green, or feel how smooth this clay is, or listen to the rhythm you're creating. Every one of those moments is building language skills, building literacy, building connection between you. Now, I know what some parents worry about. They see their child's artwork and think, should it look more like something? Should I be teaching them the right way to draw? And I want to gently say, no. This is actually the perfect time to step back and let your child lead. You see, when children are 4 and 5 years old, their imaginations are flourishing. This is when they're naturally wired for creative thinking. And when we provide open-ended materials and allow them to lead their own creative exploration, we're helping them trust their own unique voice and vision. The research is so clear on this. Children who engage regularly in creative expression develop stronger problem-solving abilities, emotional intelligence, and confidence in their own ideas. These aren't just nice bonuses. These are essential life skills. So what does this look like practically? It means providing materials, lots of blank paper instead of coloring books, watercolors and finger paints, markers and crayons of different sizes, clay or homemade dough, recycled materials for collages. It means creating a special place for art supplies, maybe a bin or a drawer that's just for creating. But here's the most important part. It means stepping back. It means resisting the urge to fix or direct or show them the right way. It means asking, tell me about what you're making, instead of asking, what is it? It means celebrating the process, not just the product. And you know what? The Magic Book has a story that shows this so beautifully. It's called The Magic Paintbrush, and it's about a kind-hearted boy named Ma Liang who receives a magical paintbrush that brings his paintings to life. When Ma Liang discovers that his art has real power, he learns something wonderful. His creative expression isn't just for himself. It's his unique gift to share with the world. This story is perfect for your 4 or 5-year-old because it validates their natural desire to create while teaching them that artistic gifts are meant to be shared and used to help others. After you read it together, you can talk about how their own creative work, whether it's a drawing, a song, or a dance, is their unique gift to share with the world, just like Ma Liang's paintings. You can find The Magic Paintbrush in the Book of Inara app, along with so many other stories that celebrate creativity, imagination, and self-expression. Before we close, I want to leave you with this. Your role as a parent isn't to direct your child's creativity. It's to provide the materials, the time, the space, and the encouragement. It's to be their biggest cheerleader, celebrating their unique vision and voice. When your child shows you their latest creation, instead of saying, "Good job," try saying, "I can see you worked so hard on this," or "Tell me about this part," or "I love how you used so many colors." These responses honor their process, their choices, their creativity. And remember, messy is good. Messy means they're exploring. Messy means they're learning. Messy means their brain is growing in the most beautiful ways. You're doing such a wonderful job, dear parent. By asking this question, by seeking to understand how to support your child's creative development, you're already giving them such a precious gift. Keep providing those materials. Keep stepping back. Keep celebrating their unique voice. And watch as their confidence, their focus, their emotional intelligence, and their creativity bloom. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.